Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Let those who worship evil's might beware my power. Green Lantern's light.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is DC Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary within the DC Universe.
Here we go. Everyone in.
Oh, I'm not in yet.
Everyone in. Everyone in.
I'm too short if I sit
here. We are so ready. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the DC Movie News Show right here on the Popcorn Talk Network. We got a squad for you. Who's breathing heavy? Is that you?
That's not me.
Oh, you know what? My computer volume is off. That's why.
There's
a damn ad that played. I'm sorry.
Hey,
guys.
Johnny, we're about to do a show, you know?
What are we watching over there?
We're so ready.
A little male curiosity going on over there?
There's a bunch of people working out. That's what it was. It was a commercial.
Yeah.
Two dudes working out or two dudes having sex.
I skipped it at the faucet. Yes, I do. It's an old episode.
Thank you. Yeah. Good man.
I mean, me and Johnny are touching each other right
this
now.
This is Barry Lincoln.
And Barry Lincoln, man on the street.
Off to a great start. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming to the show, and thanks for joining us here on the Popcorn Talk Network. Or if you're listening, listen to us and then go watch us. It's simple as that. Let's get going here. We got a squad. Adam Gertler is out this week. He is on official sausage business. We don't know where he is.
Every time you say it, I love it.
Is that what you were watching? Him and his sausage business?
I would gladly watch that. He's the worst mocker.
He knows how to handle the sausage.
Yeah. So we don't know where he is. We know he's doing something, but he can't be here today. So follow him at Adam Gertler, and he'll let you know what he's doing.
And watch his show.
Yeah. Man vs. Child on the FYI Network, FX Movie Download and FX.
Yeah, he's doing good.
There you go.
I like that.
All right, let's get to everyone. That dude right there, very talented actor, and DC Encyclopedia. You know him, you love him. Find him on Twitter, at Mike Kalinowski. He's Mike Kalinowski.
Well, welcome, everybody. Good to see you guys. Oh, golf clap. Thank you.
Round of applause.
Oh, it's around.
You got it. You did. You get it.
And that lady right there, she is the crown jewel of the DC Movie News Show. She's the host of TV Fights on Screen Junkies. Find her on Twitter at Roxy Stryer. She's Roxy Stryer.
Hi, guys. Happy to be here. Thanks for the introduction, Johnny.
You know, if you guys had a show back in the 20s, you'd be TV Fisticuffs. Sorry about that. Just it hit my head. I think sometimes it's ADD. Just goes.
It still could have been fights.
No, Fisticuffs. You're getting into fisticuffs with people, not fights.
Okay.
All right.
Put up your dukes.
Thank you.
He got it.
I understood it. I got it. I'm with you.
Back due to popular demand, and also because he leaves for spring training. Spring training?
Mm-hmm.
Spring Channing Tatum.
Nailed it.
He leaves for spring training this Sunday with the Kansas City Royals. He is the Green Lantern today, which is right next to my Superman. Find him on Twitter at Decker6. He is the Kansas City Royals first baseman, hopefully.
Oh!
We'll see.
Cody Decker!
Hi!
That's a rough position, first baseman. That's a lot of pressure on
R-C-A-F.
You.
Not really.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. It's, guy's going right there first.
I've done it a lot of times. It's really not that
that's
hard.
That's coming from a guy that's never done it.
I have to catch, too. So that's a little
Do you hit
harder.
The ball, too?
Oh, man, I...
That's
shit. Ball
that
goes over
that.
The fence.
Just don't ask him to play right field.
Don't
All
do
right,
yeah,
let's...
You'll know why soon.
Let's get started soon. Yeah, we're going
to
be
get down to brass tacks.
Let's get down to tactics. All right, another... They're saying another BVS trailer will drop before March 25th. It's going to clock in at 2 minutes and 12 seconds, and it's already classified, so it's definitely going to happen, apparently. And also a brand new Facebook banner is out, which is pretty sweet.
Because, and do you guys see that post? It listed the trailers that are going to be with Deadpool,
yeah.
And it was on there. But also they listed Purge Election Year, and that dropped this morning. So okay. I think this adds credence to the fact that we're getting one this weekend.
Even me, the spoiler queen.
Uh-oh. Too you? Much?
Too much.
Whoa.
Pump. You. The brakes.
We only got a month. I'm not going to pump the brakes.
We're doing it live.
Right. So, let's
Jerry's
watch.
Getting nuts.
Let's
Jerry's getting upset.
Mike's going
to watch what we have. Unless they're just kind of reconfiguring, if they throw some new stuff at us.
No.
Oh, gosh.
I hope not.
More Omega symbols.
More what?
Omega symbols.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Like,
I don't know. It's going to be. I'm with you. I didn't need to see the last trailer we saw.
No, I needed that one.
Oh, you did, didn't you? You needed it.
I love getting flooded with spoilers and just so much, just an overload.
You love getting what with spoilers?
Overloaded.
Flooded?
Oh, flooded. Okay.
Yeah. What did you think
Bombarded.
I said?
I thought it was something else.
Bombarded is the correct word?
Were you trying to make what I said sexual, or no, did you not really not hear what I said?
I honestly didn't know what word that was.
Flooded.
Flooded.
Yeah, you're flooded.
Sometimes it's, I'm from Boston. It's a little difficult to do the talking.
All
you know?
Okay, all right. Roxy, I get it.
I agree. I don't know what they're going to show.
Yeah, so we'll
we've been, I think the trailers, it's been 50-50. We either had a great one at Comic-Con or the one afterwards. Doomsday was kind of, you know. So.
I still like that one, but I'm not going to knock it but, until I see it. Boss!
That's your favorite part.
Don't knock it till you try.
Worst heroes
she
ever.
Doesn't say that. She doesn't say that
boss.
Word.
Boss!
Yeah. Well, it's going to be 2 minutes and 12 seconds. Supposedly 2 minutes and 12 seconds. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know how the universe feels, but I would rather not see anything new. I'm already amped up. Cody, how do you feel?
I feel I can't wait to see the Purge 3 trailer.
Okay. It was good. It was good.
Was it?
It was good.
So I'm gonna go
Frank Grillo's in it.
I love Frank Grillo.
Yeah, he's good.
He's good stuff.
Twitterverse, what do you guys think? You want to see another trailer?
I don't know.
We're kind of on the fence. I don't think anyone needs to be sold. I don't think they're going to win any new fans that are on. Don't want to see it. I don't think they're going to go on. Now
I feel like I'm ready. Just keep playing the current one. You're fine.
That's what I think.
40 some odd days?
Plus, let's not forget, we got kind of two trailers at the Super Bowl.
Let's talk about those.
Thanks to Turkish Airlines. We got separate
what are you laughing at?
Gotham City.
These trailers that are just unbelievable. Like,
are you laughing in a bad way or
no,
like
no,
fantastic?
Fantastic. Like, okay. This was
let's
genius
jump into this.
And hysterical.
I like the fact that they didn't do a Super Bowl thing. They threw them out before the Super Bowl. I love the fact that...
Do you think it was cheaper? For the ad pre-Super
Bowl. Of course.
Obviously.
What was it?
They didn't spend $5 million for
million?
30 seconds.
But it was still technically during the broadcast.
What they should have done is got Manning to say Budweiser and BVS for free. That's what they should have done.
I feel they had a massive missed opportunity when it came to those commercials. Why didn't they just do a Batman versus Superman thing with Cam Newton and Peyton Manning and just run commercials like that the entire Super Bowl?
That's what we were talking about leading up to it, which would have been really smart.
Yeah.
This was a complete different direction, but I would have liked to see that too. Mm-hmm. It's not like they have a shortage in cash, so they definitely could have paid for those 30 seconds.
I don't know. But I loved it. I thought, I just, the marketing behind this, okay, here's a great example because, and I'm not going to bash any other studio on this thing, we had the Hulk Ant-Man shilling Coca-Cola thing.
That was awful.
Which was using a product, Turkish Airlines is apparently a real airline, I did not know this,
oh,
but
they
it's
sure
a real
are.
Airline.
Yeah.
But they didn't hawk, hey, come fly us. It was incorporated into the world. Seeing those two trailers, you get a feel for what Metropolis and Gotham looks like. This was our best look at Gotham.
We actually have both trailers.
Let's watch them. We got time?
Yeah, why not?
Let's see it.
This was a big thing that they did, the Super Bowl. And
let me get that for you.
Okay.
It was in, check the email I sent. The links are in the email.
So well done. And I got to say, Jesse Eisenberg, that much we talk about him, where he's always seems kind of, you know, arrogant or put offish, or when he does interviews, he owned the hell out of these spots. You can say, if they would go on, it's like, hey, Jesse, we're going to do these kind of mock commercials, it's Lex, it's like, the image that he gives, and you would think he's like, he raises eyebrows, like, I'm not doing this, but he went all out for these things, and people are saying that Ben Affleck looked miserable.
Yeah, he's Batman.
Here we go.
But I was like, okay, we're going to watch him, we'll talk about him, all right.
To more countries than any other, Turkish Airlines is pleased to announce a new destination, Gotham City. A city that's risen above its past
Has
to become
it?
A thriving urban center.
Chemicals.
Thanks to a significant grant from my company, Wayne Enterprises, Gotham is being restored to its former glory.
From the legendary Gotham Opera House.
Does this not sound like Johnny?
To the nightlife of
Why does he have a Reed Richards streaks?
Trip I would have done
to
this.
To a city that never stops. Discover why Gotham City is great again. And who knows? You may even catch a glimpse of a local celebrity.
Oh. I wonder who that could
be. There's never been a better time to visit our great city.
And I swear I'm not Batman.
Turkish Airlines.
Uh-oh. Well, that took a dark turn, didn't it?
I'm kind of bummed, though, because then I tried to book tickets and, like, it didn't work out
I didn't
out
know
for
Gotham
me,
had an
so...
airport, but I guess they do.
I wish they do.
I couldn't fly into it.
I'm not going to give them any of my money because they don't fly to Gotham.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic. And people are saying, you know, Ben Affleck looks miserable, this and that. It's like, first of all, he's Bruce Wayne. He's been Batman for 20 years. He's seen the worst of the worst. He's not this happy, cheery guy. I think it's character choice. People think he's just kind of was walking through the commercial from an actor standpoint. And I was like, I don't think so. I think it fits in with his Bruce Wayne perfectly.
I
Metropolis.
Completely agree.
Here we go, y'all.
As the airline that flies to more countries than any other, Turkish Airlines is pleased to announce a new destination. Metropolis.
Good music, too.
A city reborn.
I hope so. Shit.
And stronger than ever. Proud of its heritage.
Daily Planet.
Where is the globe on top of it? Mm. That's bothering me. Mm.
Thanks to LexCorp's substantial contribution, Metropolis is now open for business again.
Come visit the city of tomorrow. Today. We can't wait to welcome you.
It's just so weird. Now
on Turkish Airlines.
I like this suit.
Based off these two spots, where would you guys have rather gone to? Metropolis or Gotham?
That's a tough call.
It's interesting to see this version of Gotham that they're putting out there, that it's kind of a city coming back from being this hellhole.
I was going to say, because that does not look like anything like the Gotham that we're supposed
to. But it's so great. We're finally getting their look. And I love the fact that Bruce Wayne is out there kind of welcoming people to a city. Because if you guys read the comics, back when they were at No Man's Land and the earthquake destroyed Gotham, he went to Washington to talk for and, you know, get money for Gotham's rebuilding. So he loves his city.
Yeah.
And I think that just encapsulates Bruce Wayne even so much more. I love this marketing. This marketing was perfect.
Very, very smart.
I want to see more stuff like this.
And we didn't know it was coming.
I love this. I want to see more stuff like this in the month that we've got left.
When you were watching the Super Bowl at first, it just looks like a typical Turkish airline commercial. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait, what? Gotham?
Oh, the Super Bowl commercials this year were so bad in general.
I think everything in the Super Bowl was bad.
Maybe the game was bad, let alone everything else.
I fell asleep. Yeah.
The Walken Kia one was very funny. That was good.
Which one?
Christopher Walken for Kia.
Yeah.
The Doritos one wasn't bad with the sonogram.
That's the guy that was okay. That's the one that won.
One was great.
That's the one that beat out our friend Koi from Marvel. Yeah. He was in the final three. Right. Unfortunately, the pregnancy one is the one that beat out.
He did the swipe for.
He did, yeah. So they got top three. They got to meet Zack Snyder.
What are you
comparing? I got Batman vs. Superman in my brain. What's going on here?
Zack Snyder. It's about that. The winners of the Doritos commercial got to meet Zack Snyder.
And have a walk-on role
in his frickin' movie.
Yes, they get to meet and work with Zack Snyder.
From Marvel.
It was almost cool.
It's relevant.
We're supporting
him. He didn't win, so I'm upset for him. I'm not paying heed to those other people.
Second place still gets to meet him, though.
Okay.
It's kind of cool, right?
Well, you know, so we can go ham on right now, Mikey.
What's that?
The fact that Junkie XL has released the Batman theme.
Yes, he did.
It's called Men Are Still Good. We also sent the link to that if we could play the music.
Are they?
No, there's a reason. Batman thinks men are awful now.
Are men good?
So,
like a couple of them.
But the song is amazing. The score is amazing. So,
Marissa knows what I'm talking about.
Excited for that. Drops the week before it comes out, the movie? I think the double CD comes out. You can order it on Amazon.
Well, so people are saying that if you actually look at the soundtrack, it can give stuff away, which I'm not looking at it.
So I looked at the track listing. It does.
Is this the theme?
This is Batman's theme. Men are still good.
And it's very different than his Man of Steel theme, which they kind of showed in that last one.
Batman, the dream level is collapsing.
You should probably start doing your Alfred right now.
Yeah.
No.
They put that mug down and Alfred it up.
Yeah.
Why am I going to Alfred it up with this one?
I don't know. I'm ready to be surprised.
Well, it's got to be surprising then, doesn't it? That's not Alfred's theme song. That's Batman's theme song.
But you should talk over it.
Michael Caine, shut us up.
Yeah, see?
Want some Alfred, like a pep talk, maybe.
No, not yet. He comes out.
Master Wayne, why do we fool?
See, when this is the thing. When I give Johnny tasks, he takes them. When I give Adam tasks, he takes them. I make asses of himself all the time.
I'm trying to give Mike a task.
Oh, dance, Mikey, dance. Is that how it is with you? Dance, Mikey, dance.
Yes, well, I...
Mikey Christmas don't dance for no woman.
Whoa. Ham.
Would you dance for me?
Maybe.
Yeah.
So what do you think, guys? I think Junkie nailed it. I think it's really solid.
I can't wait for the whole soundtrack. I can't wait.
I never questioned it. Junkie's amazing, and I never thought that it would be anything but.
He got me on board with his Mad Max stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. When I heard that, I mean, watching that and listening to that, I was like, oh, I can hear him doing Batman.
I mean, he worked with Hans Zimmer on Dark Knight Rises,
he's his
didn't he?
Protege. I think
he's like his new James Newton Howard, because James Newton Howard decided to skedaddle and do more M. Night Shyamalan movies. Oh, so next thing you know.
Skedaddle in a long time.
You're welcome. Feel free.
Skedaddle is one of the favorite words of mine as well.
Yoda? One of the favorite words of mine. One of my favorite words.
Favorite words they are. of mine.
Oh, I honestly, I just got a little mean and started being mean to you guys. I'm going to take it back a notch, and I'm back on all of your team.
That's okay.
I just want to let you know.
Appreciate it.
That's a very, very strange character development.
Yeah.
Really came out of nowhere with that one.
Yeah, it did, but sometimes I like to surprise people myself.
I like it.
Stryer with the swerve.
I like it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, excellent Batman theme. Looking forward. Maybe they'll be releasing something else prior to the entire soundtrack. That'd be kind of cool. But who knows?
Yeah, maybe like a Bono commercial.
Now, opposed with this,
you too playing trailers, in Gotham.
I don't want to hear any more of the music. I mean, yes, it's my
option.
I could not listen to it, but I do listen to it. But I was like, I want to save it when I have the soundtrack in my hand.
Whose fault is that?
My fault. Bad Mike.
No, I was going to say theirs because I believe in you.
I always listen to the soundtracks before they start. Like, for instance, James Newton Howard. I listened to his entire Green Lantern soundtrack before it came out, and it was underwhelming, and then the movie happened, and then
But if it's a good soundtrack, it actually makes the movie more enjoyable for me when I listen to it first, and then I go in, and I can kind of, like, hum along, you know a little bit. It's, like, always better to go to a musical when you know what the music is.
Well, I had to listen to the Man of Steel soundtrack just because I wanted to see what Hans Zimmer would do in contrast with the, you know, the John Williams iconic soundtrack, so I wanted to see how different it was.
And don't you like also when you do listen and you know more than the general public going into something, you kind of have that smirk on your face when you're sitting there, you're like, I know where we're going.
No, I don't like
it's
to be smirky
get
dark. With people.
Yeah, okay, I like to be a little smirky.
I like to be above others.
Smirky, yeah, huh? Sometimes.
Show us your smirk.
I guess like I know something you don't know.
You gotta go one. You gotta go one. One cheek. You gotta go one cheek.
That's right.
Gotta do this.
And you just sit there and looking people in the movie theater. You're like,
No, I just sit to myself.
Yeah,
and look at the others. Oh. So below,
you buy 4 tickets so no one can sit around.
And this
you.
Is like, I guess, my cigarette because smirky people usually have.
Yeah,
that's,
you actually see, have the cigarette
some.
Holder that has the cigarette at
I know
the
more
end
than
of
you
it.
Do.
Yeah, but
like
I don't
Corella
like it
DeVille.
That's effed up to
see,
do
that's
the
right where
theater,
fisticuffs, so. Movie fisticuffs, or TV fisticuffs were right in. You're like,
Virginia Slim in your hands.
Who's up today on TV fisticuffs?
Things have gotten a little weird. Maybe we should get back on track. But
that's what I tried to do earlier, but you all knocked me in the nuts on that one.
Apparently, okay, no nut knocking. There was an event on Monday that was going to be on Good Morning America. Apparently that breaking news had just got canceled. Big deal, whatever.
Yeah.
But it got canceled.
I think they probably had some stars come into it, but they couldn't at the last minute. Yeah. I think that's what that happened.
Okay. I think the movie's called Batman versus Superman. Everyone's going to go. They don't need it.
They don't need to talk to whoever.
Nope.
Which is why I don't feel like we need another trailer.
I agree. Yeah. But I'll take another trailer. I'm not going to say no.
Yeah. Okay, if you'll take it, I'll take it too.
Who's on Good Morning America anyway? I don't know. I have no idea.
Brian Gumbel?
I haven't watched it since
Matt Lauer, right?
I haven't watched since Joan London. It's been a while. It's been a lot of years.
Edward R. Murrow?
Maybe.
Love him.
All right, here's some news, guys. Deathstroke might be saved for an upcoming DC film. Okay, we all know he was in season 2 of Arrow, but we got a quote from Mark Guggenheim. He says, the character of Slade Wilson is currently tied up in another DC project. Because people kept asking, hey, is he coming back to Arrow? What's the deal? And now it's his quote. Of course, there's also speculation that Scott Eastwood is playing Deathstroke in Suicide Squad. But then again, could we see Deathstroke in the Batman standalone whenever the hell that happens?
Deathstroke is one of my favorite characters on Arrow.
Did you love him on Arrow? Let me ask you this. Did you like the character before he was introduced, or did you, because of the way he did it and the way he was brought up, that's what you fell in love with? Curious.
The latter, because that's the way he did it. That's
okay,
what I
fantastic,
fell in love
great.
With. And I think he nailed it. And I hate that this keeps happening to us. We're pulling characters from these TV shows. We're not allowed to use them because they have quote-unquote bigger plans for them. I hate that.
I do too.
If we can watch The Flash on the screen, we can watch The Flash on the big screen, then why can't we watch freaking Deathstroke?
That's the thing. It's like, where is the line that they draw? You know, Marvel, the WB TV and movie people, where are they going? Okay, this is the line. Well, you can't use him, but you can use them. And that's a weird...
It's so strange.
We'll talk about it a little bit later.
I think
some
it has
things
to do
are happening, but...
Villain versus babyface. You know what I mean? Like, I think it might be that Flash is a hero. Throw him out there as much as you want to.
And because
as
we're also not allowed to use Bruce. We're not allowed to use any of... Not that I would want to see a Bruce right now, although I guess Gotham, we kind of do.
As far as villains go, they might not want to overuse their villains.
Mind if I ask? I know he's... I don't watch Arrow, which I know I've gotten some serious ridicule last time I was here about that. But he's a straight-up villain in Arrow, correct?
They were very good friends.
Because in the comics, Deathstroke is kind of becoming his own little anti-hero.
Yeah, they messed him up on the comics,
we
I think,
kind of went
too.
The other way in this. Started better, got eviler as we went along.
Okay.
That's why on Flash this freaking week when we saw Deadshot, I was so excited that, I mean, on Flash. Yeah. When we see Deadshot, who we've been missing for so long, we got to see him on Earth 2.
That's another thing. We had a Deadshot for a very,
very
long time.
Time
with a great character arc.
On Arrow. And then we saw this one over there. So
and we got
I'm
the
just
movie
confused
version.
About what we're allowed to use, what we're not, and why there is any limitation
on this. The problem, too, I think, is because the Arrow universe, he's very different from the comic book Deathstroke. I mean, yes, he has the mask, but they don't really go into the whole 10% versus 9% of his brain that he uses. They did the whole kind of Mirakuru thing with him on Arrow. So there's a Deathstroke ripe to being used with two different versions. I don't see why. I don't know. And
he's already been introduced.
What's his name? Manu Bennett. I didn't know this, but he was very upset with the way he was handled on that show at the end. Because he was thrown in the jail. And then there was one episode they brought him back. And who killed him? I think Felicity. Didn't she stop him because they were on the island together? And she was the one that defeated him? I think it was Felicity. I don't remember this episode.
Was this when she came in her Adam suit and didn't know how to land?
No. I don't remember when it was. It was last season, or maybe the beginning of this season. There was one episode with him. Yeah.
But this is not.
But he was just like, we created this great character. I'm in this jail, which we could be used. And then they bring me out for one episode, and I'm dropped like a chump.
Yeah.
And it's true.
It is. It's very true. Because people are, higher ups are saying like, we gave this to you. Now we got to take this away. Yeah. You got to write this off. So people are a little confused. We're not a TV Time yet.
Stabbed him with the cure. That was what it was. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we're not a TV Time yet. We will get more into the TV world. But
I think this speaks to the fact that Deathstroke is going to be used for a film.
That's exciting to me that he will be there. I just think, I don't need him to not be in TV in order to be on the film. So I would like to see him on the big screen. But I also want to see him on the...
And we can. I think that they've established, but I think they've said this before with like Blue Beetle and Booster Gold. We can't use them, and like the whole reason that Ray Palmer is not Ted Kord, which he should be on that show,
right?
But like, we got plans for Blue Beetle. All right, we haven't heard anything.
Is there like a dream actor to play Deathstroke?
Oh boy,
for anybody?
Oh.
There would be so many people.
They say
would
Scott Eastwood, but I think Scott Eastwood's too. I like an older Deathstroke.
Me too.
I
also
grizzled, think older.
He's kind of like small for it.
Oh, you know who? Stephen Lang. From Avatar.
Jesus. Okay.
Stephen Lang, you've seen this actor before. Yeah. He'd be a phenomenal Deathstroke.
How big a guy is Eastwood? He's not.
Scott Eastwood?
Yeah.
At least 6'1".
I'm not talking about his height. To me, he's just kind of, he's got more of that Grant Gustin body type where he's kind of like got that narrower build.
Scott Eastwood?
Yeah, he does.
No, he's a big
Yeah, even
buff
in Fury,
man.
Like, he's well, I guess man. He was standing next to a lot of big people.
I just want him to be Dick Grayson. I really want him to be Dick Grayson.
I kind of want
Suicide
that, too.
Squad. I want that so bad.
Yeah.
Because it's such so cool. I don't think it's going to happen,
You'd be a cool Deathstroke? Am I? Who? Sean Bean.
Oh!
That's who I would want to see. Get a little
and
Alec
DC
Trevelyan in there.
Because they wanted him for Ares. They were courting him, so maybe.
We also have something
good
here.
Deathstroke.
Our boy Ahmad Faraz mentioned there's another leaked BBS track. You could listen to it. It looks like it's on Reddit. If you're in live chat, you can check that out right now. We can't really...
What the hell is the name of the guy that just was cast as Punisher? He was also...
John Bernthal.
John Bernthal. I think he would be somebody like more
he's
brooding
not,
like
but
him.
But he's not Punisher, so it's...
Yeah, no, we could never do it. But I'm just saying somebody like...
To me, Bernthal
can somebody
has,
dust Tom Jane off and throw him in there?
Bernthal, to me, has a thug presence about him. And that's not making fun of him. That's just who he is. Like, if you saw Sicario and he's got that... Whereas Deathstroke needs to be... calculating and smart.
I think he could do it, though. I think that would be quite the next step.
I don't think he comes off smart to me. You need that brilliant kind of mind, because he's an incredibly smart man, Deathstroke. Whereas Bernthal's a bull in a china shop.
Did you not feel like he nailed it on the show?
On Walk Dead?
On Arrow? Not John Bernthal.
Manu Bennett?
Yeah.
That scene with him, when he comes to their house and Moira's walking around, and God, do I miss Moira.
Well, don't forget, we got a couple votes here for John Hamm. John Manganiello was reported to be Deathstroke for a little while.
That was a big rumor.
Yeah, that would have been great, too. So, although he kind of, I have the same problem with him
mentality.
A little bit. Yeah.
Kiefer Sutherland, there's a vote for him.
I'd see that.
He's so small.
Okay. He's a little guy.
I've met
Trey
him in
says
person.
Christian Bale. That would be so strange.
Oh,
yeah. Huh?
It'd be kind of cool.
Bale
really
would come back, though, I think. Yeah. Bale would come back to the DC Universe, I think, with a different challenge. I believe he'd come back.
All right.
Interesting.
Dr. Fate.
What else we got?
We're about to have a Zack Snyder trifecta, y'all.
Yo!
So are we ready for this?
Let's do it.
All right, first off.
Trifecta, go, trifecta. What?
There you go. Well done.
We don't need anything.
Zack Snyder has been speaking a lot this past week. He wanted
he's
to explain.
He's getting anxious.
Well, he's getting a little excited.
He's been doing this movie for, what, 2.5 years now?
And we've been doing this show for 1 year and 4 months, and we're waiting. We're
I think
ready.
It's because he's hearing a little bit of slap, like, randomly. People have been, people get upset at home when I say this, but I've been hearing some bad things about it. A little bit of, like, ooh, what's going on here, or about the last trailer. So I feel like he's just, like, STFU. Like, I have a lot to say. This is great. Let me talk.
Well, here's the multiverse he wants to talk about. He says, quote, I have 100% respect and love what they're doing on TV. I think it's amazing. We let the characters exist in the multi-universe, and therefore it's a lot more fun and it's a lot more value for the audience as far as keeping the TV and the movie universes separated. So that's his explanation as to...
Here's a question for the movieverse thing we're talking about, because we've established the multi-Earths on Flash, which we've talked about before would lead to a great crisis. But let me ask you this. Do the individual Earths view their Earth as the Earth One?
Yes, I definitely think so, which is 100%. So you would never look Earth at your Earth and be like, I'm Earth Two.
So the Earth Two that we just saw on air, the big one on Flash, that's where everyone's coming from, they're looking as like... Wow, Grant Gustin and
coming over
the TV show, he's coming over from Earth 2.
Or Earth 3, Earth 4, depending on how many. Prime.
So that's why I think that the movieverse...
They could call it something completely different.
You know, you would always want, you know, whatever, I'm sure whatever group is working, whatever, they want their Earth to be Earth 1. But this way, we can have a planet that is the DCEU. That's the movieverse. That's a planet, Earth 14 or whatever.
But then we could bring some of our TV actors to it.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
A lot of talk in here about Tommy Merlin. How sick would that be if we brought Tommy Merlin to a different Earth, Earth 3, Earth 4, Earth 5, whatever these movie universes are, or even Earth 2, Azum, or whatever. But, like, we start bringing back these actors that we have killed off and make them other people. So cool.
Mm-hmm.
I feel as if you disagree with me right now.
But I agree with what you're saying.
The actor. It's not the character. We're not bringing back Tommy Merlin. We're bringing back him as something.
Right, yeah. The Tommy Merlin Laurel thing always...
I love Tommy.
...rubbed me the wrong way, because when Arrow started, it was originally pitched, and they viewed it as a three-person lead show between the three of them. And they quickly realized that that did not work. Like, Ollie didn't work with the love triangle. And you saw that's why they killed Tommy off.
Tommy and Laurel should have ended up together. Tommy
it just did not work that way. And then Chloe came... Not Chloe. Chloe. Felicity came in, and it just didn't gel that way. So I didn't really care... The dynamic when he was on the show just changed it, and it seemed very CW-ish to me. Mm. So when he was gone, I liked that better.
Ooh, Keanu Reeves' Deathstroke, says BJ.
Yeah, we've got a couple votes for him as well.
Differ John Wick, yeah.
So yeah, there we go. Multiverse explained by Zack Snyder, and there you go. Moving on, he also wanted to reemphasize Batman vs. Superman, basically saying, first and foremost, it's still a story about the Bat of Gotham and the Son of Krypton. He did mention, though, you know, we should see other Justice League members in the film, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be major roles. It could be very, very quick glimpses. It could be very minor minor scenes, you know, whether it's Aquaman, Flash, Victor Stone.
Hal Jordan.
I think, well, there's this actor.
Maybe. I know you want Hal Jordan.
Adam or Dan Amboyer. They keep pushing this guy. He's out there on the internet. If you guys know, look him up. Dan Amboyer. I think his name is.
And I wouldn't even know how to find him after that.
He's been posting pictures of himself working out, like, at the same time that Cavill's throwing these things up, and it's weird. There's a weird vibe following with this guy and Green Lantern. I don't know if it's just been a big fan steamroll online and social media, but it's weird. And I kind of checked that out, and it's like...
You're saying weird with a negative connotation?
No, it's just like, we've seen this guy's pop up, like, so-and-so for a Green Lantern, and it's some actor that pimps himself out. But this just kind of has weird traction with it.
Okay.
And I don't know if... I don't know.
We might get
be Hal Jordan, you know, like the whole in Man of Steel, we had that girl that had Ferris on her jacket, but she was just a military girl. It wasn't Carol Ferris, but it was a kind of a nod. So it is this guy. Is there a military scene in this movie where there's a pilot that says Jordan? Hmm. You know, who knows?
Okay.
But they cover him with the helmet, so if they want to put a big name actor in it, they could. Or this guy. But I think Vic Stone might have a decent sized part, because we've seen Lex's lab with scientists. Is Silas Stone his father in there? Is Vic Stone visiting him?
Yeah.
I think Aquaman, people are going to be disappointed. I don't think he's going to be in it for at all.
But that's fine. I don't think anyone should be disappointed by
but
a brief glimpse.
But we did get a poster of him.
Sure.
As opposed to we didn't get a poster of anyone else.
But
we
don't
get a poster
forget,
of Cyborg.
He's got a standalone coming, so.
Yeah, but so does Cyborg. So why did we get that full poster of him?
Aquaman's a lot sooner.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
I think it's going to be a brief glimpse. Would you be disappointed with a brief glimpse?
A lot more
no, I wouldn't. It. I'm just, if we're talking about the entire Justice League and everyone having like a little cameo, something that really is bugging me, and that is, where the hell is Martian Manhunter?
Mm.
To me, he is
Supergirl.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Expensive.
Multiverse. Yeah.
I just feel like he's always been the pinnacle and like the center, you know, the center stone of the Justice League.
Did you feel like when they announced the slate that you wanted a standalone and you were just missing him from the entire slate?
Yeah,
like, has it bothered you from day one?
A little bit. I mean, there's all this Dawn of Justice and then Justice League, and there's just not even a mention of Martian Manhunter. There's something about it that's just bugging me.
I just think because Superman has the alien on Earth we're not used to aliens angle covered. Like, what? Because he's another alien among Earth. So it's
what's
like.
What's aliens angle cover?
Like, okay, that whole storyline is covered. We got this alien being on our planet.
We can only have one alien?
I'm not saying that, but it is
Superman
too kind of
looks
like
an alien. I mean, doesn't look like an alien. Martian right. Manhunter, that's a whole different kind of alien.
Right, but it's like, okay, we're introducing Superman, so there's aliens. Now we're going to introduce Amazons. We're going to introduce Atlanteans. This is just another piece that's added in that we don't need right now. That angle is covered with Earthlings being afraid of visitors from another planet. We're covered.
I hear what you're both saying. I'm lucky enough to be watching Supergirl, so I'm getting my fix a little bit. But yeah. I do feel like it's a tiny bit of a hole. So I hear you.
I don't know if we'll ever see him for the next say 10 years. I don't know.
And again, no joke. Very expensive. Very, very expensive to do.
Well, so is everything they do. I mean,
but that doesn't stop us from seeing a detective named John Jones.
Nope.
Who has been hiding among this? Who witnessed Man of Steel? What happened? He goes, "Oh, I got to keep quiet because this guy's getting brought in front of the United States Senate." I'm shutting my mouth.
I'd love to see John Jones just show up at the courtroom or something.
That's really cool. Can do that just and establish that. And then we've got our prequel movies that we could cover where he's been doing, how he landed here, and the scientist that brought him here. Like, that's, we've got. We don't have to think forward thinking. We can do backward thinking.
I Am Ninja Panda says Martian Manhunter should be introduced in jail too, which I could be totally down with if held off for a little bit.
Perhaps Starro destroyed his home world, and it's coming here, and he's coming to warn us of Starro.
Everybody was with you on Starro.
I know, because Starro's a badass. It could be badass.
There also is one vote for Mike Kalinowski for Guy Gardner and Arrow. So there you
go. Guy Gardner? No, Hal Jordan. I'm not going to beat Guy Gardner from a lantern. I'm Hal Jordan.
Calm down. Jesus, Mike.
Yep, they offer you the part. No.
Yeah.
That's right. No, I'm not doing it. No.
If you don't give me Hal, I'm going to go ham.
Who doesn't like Guy Gardner, though?
I don't think it's
Buddy
like
Cop. I love his dynamic. I would love to see Batman just punch him in the face like in the comics. That's all I want.
Buddy
Batman
Cop movie. I'm out. Just saying. Him and John Stewart, Buddy Cop movie, I'm on board.
Absolutely on board. Also, Zack Snyder says that Wonder Woman, that audiences will see her pretty well, in quotes, in BVS, meaning that I guess he was answering questions as to how much we're going to see.
Snarky.
There might be some sensuality, according to Adam Gertler. So he was answering questions as to whether or not people thought we were going to see Wonder Woman, you know, a decent amount. He says we'll see her pretty well, whatever that means. And
but she'll be pretty and well.
Well, sure. To finish out the Zack Snyder trifecta, he once again defended himself a little bit, saying he did not change Superman. His quote is, "What we've done is create a place where they can really be the mythological characters as designed in the comic books." And he, you know, uses the word true canon over and over again. He says if you really go all the way back, he didn't change that much about Superman, and so he stayed true to the core. So that's the Zack Snyder trifecta.
I love how he still sticks to his guns about that movie. I love it.
Sure, you need to. I think it set everything up.
But, no, a lot of times you see filmmakers like Whedon kind of backtrack on their product, and they're kind of like, I wanted this, but I kind of caved here. And this thing, Zack Snyder still to this day is like, no, I made that movie. I chose this.
I think he did make it, so he's standing by it, as opposed to Whedon, who was like, I made it, kind of. There was a lot of other influences.
Or what's his name?
It's funny you said Josh Brolin came out this week and said he was very unhappy with Jonah Hex.
He's like, we didn't make this movie. The movie I want to make didn't get made. And it's just like, but Snyder, and I love that, and I think you've got to love your product. You know, you spent years doing it, and he loves it. So I'm like, I think that's fantastic. He's sticking to his guns.
Sean William Scott is Guy Gardner. I can't disagree.
Yeah?
I'd see that right now.
Yeah. I mean, if it's not going to be me or Mike, then
Bernthal, Guy Gardner.
Okay.
Yes.
Sean Astin.
Think about it with that bowl cut haircut on him. Oh, it would be perfect.
Sean Astin would be the smallest Green Arrow costume in the history of costumes. All right.
What are we moving on to?
Henry Cavill, y'all. He is back in the gym and
a little hairier than I thought he would be.
God almighty.
Jesus,
his quote.
Man. He's something.
This is his first day back in the gym.
He looks like Wolverine.
I kind of feel he's kind of now Hemsworth. Where he's doing it all the time, and this is kind of his life now. He's kind of just looks like that, which is not always like that, but he's put on so much weight. It's not like
Chris Pratt, too. I mean, he's a
It's not like these guys go through those periods where they lose it all and got to get back. I think
he's
in a great
Christian
place.
Bailing. He's,
it's insane. His quote underneath this picture was, "Warm-up phase for Superman training started today. Posting this pic to set myself a minimum goal and force myself to actually keep going. Ha-ha."
I like seeing the little hair on his chest. I'm just saying it.
just
throw over.
Does he wear those pants? Whoa there! What's going on?
I'm okay with that too.
Is that how men wear? Is that how he wears the pants? Just the gym, like, is he at the gym like that, or is that his own personal gym? Is he walking around the gym like that?
It took me a minute to recognize him, even.
I don't know.
Because he's got that. We're not used to that, like, kind of curly, moppy hair. We usually now see this the black slick hair that he normally has.
I mean, you're a pro athlete. What kind of workout is he get working with right there?
I have no idea.
I mean, I
work out a ton, and I have absolutely no idea what exactly he's doing that I'm not.
It's insane. I don't know if the lighting is perfect, but really, the arms, bro, like, wow.
Superman.
Zack Snyder likes to send his guys to this place in Utah, last I checked, called Jim Jones. And I know that's a guy he's had trained a bunch of guys for 300 and for Man of Steel.
Is that the brother of Martian Manhunter?
That's the short-haired, he's got gray short hair. He's on the DVDs, yes. Yeah.
I should just go sit outside Jim Jones. Yeah, just chill there for a
people get their asses kicked there.
Yeah. Just wave.
Boys.
Yes, that is exactly what I
would
do.
Bye,
boys.
I would love to go
there. Best bodies ever.
Yeah. Mike, we gotta book something and go to Jim Jones.
Jeez, man, that's a lot of work right there.
We gotta do that. And also, Flash, right? Flash movie, Roxy?
Yeah, so...
Moved up.
Go ahead.
No, you were going. I'm sorry. I jumped. It's my ADD. No, I'm sorry.
I like it. Go ahead.
No, jump. Go.
It's not even that big of news. It's just that the Flash movie potentially was moved up by a week.
Which is now March 23rd. Oh, I'm sorry.
It was a week before.
Yes, March 16th, 2018.
Mm-hmm. So this was to make way for another movie. They had to move it up, but they said they were moving up an untitled movie. We're assuming it's Flash.
Martian Manhunter.
No, there it is. You heard it here first, guys.
It's probably Flash.
We haven't heard anything about Martian Manhunter, but in 2017, there will be a standalone.
Martian Manhunter's replacing Captain Marvel or Shazam. Because that's gone.
Totally.
Well, that said, I think it's time for Roxy's...
For what?
For what?
It's time for what?
What time is it?
It's time for Roxy Stratter's TV time. Sing along with me this round. Roxy Stratter's TV time. She thinks that the Flash is fine. DC movie news, it's time to talk. TV time!
You on a horse there?
Harmonies.
Are you riding a pony?
I think
Harmony.
So. Not quite sure. Ride the pony.
All right. There was a little bit of breaking news while we were doing the show. Thank you for whoever tweeted it at me. That there's the first behind-the-scenes picture of Melissa and Grant filming the Supergirl Flash crossover. It was posted on Grant Gustin's Instagram, so you can go check that out.
Nice.
They look chummy.
There you go. Also, we have a villain in Preacher, y'all. Jackie Earle is going to be playing Odin Quincannon. And the quote about this character is, "A small, decrepit man with the unscrupulous iron will necessary to be the most powerful man in Anvil County, Texas. The chief employer in town, Odin runs Quincannon Meat and Power, a 125-year-old family-run cattle slaughterhouse business."
Sounds like that's where Gertler went for the weekend.
Oh, that's what he's doing. He's Odin.
Yeah. I know this sounds repetitive, but I'm all in on Preacher.
Honestly, that's a pretty solid...
picture?
Oh, yeah. They look...
There goes my dream of him playing Sinestro.
Sorry.
Oof, that's a terrifying... Yeah.
Why didn't he poke out one of the holes in his glasses for that picture, though? Come on.
I mean, I think it might happen.
You don't know.
I'm excited for Preacher. I can't wait.
Yeah, me too.
He also played Rorschach in Watchmen. This Jackie Earle.
Cool.
So there you go. There's that news. Let's see what else. One more story, then I guess we're going to get to just... thoughts on TV shows. So there we go.
There's a couple more stories too.
Okay, go for it. Hit.
Well, first of all, Arthur Davil from who plays Rip Hunter on Legends.
Rip Hunter.
What, you want to do that one more time?
Rip Hunter.
There was an article with him and Collider this week just talking about the role, which you guys can go check out. But one of my favorite things is that he just seems so excited about the role. They asked him, how cool is it to get to play a character that has a spaceship and can travel through time? And he says, my 8-year-old self is going absolutely, completely nuts. I'm a big Star Wars fan and a fan of a lot of action adventure stuff from when I was a kid, with things from Back to the Future, and appeals to the inner child so heavily, which is great. Like, I just love that he's loved this for so long, and I think it really shows on screen. Mm-hmm. The rest of the article is pretty cool. He's just kind of geeking out.
There you go.
Which is awesome. Also, Pied Piper is coming back to The Flash. Mm-hmm. I've had theories about this for a while because in the comics, Pied Piper is actually with is dating or engaged to one of the people who's on the Flash, the Captain Singh character. Captain Singh is engaged, but not to Pied Piper on the show. I'm wondering if there's ever going to be any romance between them. So we'll see, having him come back, what that looks like.
There we go.
And then, yeah, like you said, there's some Gotham stuff that I know you wanted to hit.
There's a couple Gotham things. Number one, we see our first shot of B.D. Wong as Hugo Strange, which is pretty well done there, as we'll see in the picture. And also, really cool, it's coming back Monday, February 29th. Obviously, it's been a little bit controversial as to whether or not people enjoy the show, but there is a motion picture comic that has been released online, and we'll play that right now.
It's time for...
I mean, like, literally, like, right now. Oh, is there an ad going on? Crying out loud.
All right.
Here we go.
Seriously, Penguin, a slaughterhouse?
Come on, it's perfect. Soundproof walls, reinforced steel doors.
He's
this
so good.
Place will be a fortress, a castle for the King of Gotham.
We wouldn't need a fortress if you hadn't kept the freaking mayor. Now the whole police department is out for your head.
Mayor Gallivan's power died with him. Once things settle down, the cops will remember they work for me.
You're no King of Gotham, Penguin. All you're good at is getting people killed. And you're not taking us down with you.
Mm. Oh, pop, pop, pop. Pop, pop. Uh-oh.
What? I did try knocking.
There we go.
Gotham returns February 29th on Fox.
It's about to get chilly.
I think, Johnny, we're probably the two most excited about the return of Gotham. You've pretty much checked out on the show.
I have.
And Adam hates it.
Yes.
So
I watched 3 episodes. I wanted to kill myself.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah. So we're 75-25. Are you still on board?
Yeah, I'm completely still on board. This season has been way better. Excited to see what they do when they go back. Still kind of worried about the announcement that Fish is coming back and what exactly that will mean. But we'll see.
And D.B. Wong is an excellent actor.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He'll be very good, so I'm excited for it. So with that said, Legends of Tomorrow, do you want to get cracking with that?
About how the show was this
week.
I thought the third episode was the most relaxed and therefore
the
best.
Yeah, I love the show.
I feel like they know exactly where they're going with this. I'm excited to leave the 70s because we've been there for a little while now.
Right, yep.
But it was cool to have that third episode there. I still think my favorite of the team is Sarah Lance. I like her so much better. We finally found a fit for her over here. We have a home.
Yeah.
I feel like we hadn't had that really.
It got real this week with her.
Yeah, definitely. She kicks some serious butt, and not only mentally, physically, all of it. She's the smartest one, and I feel like we're finally seeing her League of Assassins training and what that actually consists of, and how she can use her whole mind and body for everything.
And Vandal Savage got, or so we thought.
Kind of. We'll see. I thought there were a lot of plot holes there. It was strange that they left the dagger and they left Vandal Savage. You would think that they would take him and the dagger.
Yeah, this... When it's time travel, there's so many issues.
I think when you time travel, they make a lot of mistakes, as they do every single episode. They
just, Doctor Who.
Yeah, exactly. Like, at least two or three of them go on rogue missions, you know, every single episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I thought it was really great. Weird little holes, but I'm okay with it because, in general, fun. Super fun
show.
Yeah,
I love the show.
And I love that we're getting Jax more involved, that he's finally part of a team, maybe.
And Captain Cold just can't keep his dad out of prison.
Yeah, that was watching him talk to his little self. That was different for Wentworth Miller. It's a different side that we haven't seen, so I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
I'm all in on that show for sure.
There you go.
Moving on to Supergirl. You don't want to move to
Supergirl? I just thought of something real quick with these two guys, Wentworth Miller and Dominic Purcell, that they both are cast in Prison Break, the new show. Doing a kind of a remake.
Well, they both were the two leads in Prison Break.
But they're coming back to this new version.
Right.
And that new version is gone to series. It's got the pilot pickup. It's going to series. Mm-hmm. So that's potentially 22 episodes.
I don't think it matters based off Legends 13 episodes.
That's fine, but when they film this, but then they're going to be going to that. It's after they're filming Legends and they're already in Prison Break. That's where the problem's going to be to get them to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Which will lead, which they've said, where there's been talk that Legends, one, will only be one season because it is so expensive to do, or two, every season it's going to be a different team.
Right. I'm loving this team, but
they're going to be sticking around.
I wouldn't really even mind that, especially if I get Prison Break, which is a show that I was freaking obsessed with. I love that show. Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly positive why we're bringing it back. There was a nice closure on the end there.
I don't.
But we'll see. And as long as I get the two of them as a duo on screen, I'm okay wherever it is.
Calm down.
Talking about Supergirl, another amazing episode of Supergirl. Talk about getting our Martian Manhunter fix. We definitely got it this week. Again, watching him shapeshift into being Supergirl was really, really cool. I thought this was a strange twist with them going to Krypton. Awesome seeing Krypton and actually getting to go over there. I think that this show is really finding itself. So it's still not my favorite, but it's definitely finding itself. And it looked expensive this week. It looked like they did not hold back.
And like I said, Melissa Benoist has just been perfect casting. Mm-hmm. And so even if you're not necessarily on board with the show, you have to be on board with how she's portrayed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Alex Arrow in the chat says that this week's Supergirl would have been better as a two-parter. Time on Krypton was too short. I see what he's saying. The fact that we did spend the time and money to go over there, it would have been kind of cool to spend the longer amount of time there.
I can see that, sure.
Because it did look so freaking awesome.
There you go.
Yeah, so I really liked that. Arrow was so cool to watch Roy finally come back and his moment with Speedy. I'm getting really, really nervous about who's actually going to end up in this grave, especially because it seems as if Speedy isn't going to get the help that she needs. So that's all my mind is thinking about, that, which means Arrow did a really good job setting up this season by showing us that grave and then showing us Felicity. So my wheels are just turning about who that could possibly be. Everybody, I think, said this was their favorite episode of Arrow this season, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. So definitely, definitely cool. Lucifer, which Johnny got me turned on to.
Yeah, I actually, my week has been so insane. I was out of town. I didn't get a chance to watch Lucifer this week. But the first two episodes, like I said last week, I'm completely on board. I just don't know what kind of legs the show has. Because thus far, and like I said, I missed episode three, so maybe things change. He's so incredibly likable so far. It's going to be interesting to see how dark they take the character.
Yeah, this week was really interesting watching their chemistry grow and change. I don't even know whether I want them to end up together, what I want from Lucifer, but Adam kind of chalked it up to being just this procedural, but I like the spin that it has on it. Yeah. I'm enjoying it so far. Another DC show that I think is doing pretty well, which... iZombie, I freaking...
Did you?
I love an iZombie, too. I'm like the Paula Abdul of the TV time, but I really... I love that show. I think that she... Rose McIver is, like, one of the most brilliant, watching her from this to everything she's been in. She's so talented.
Did you guys see that... the Million Moms group, the activist group.
Million Moms?
Yeah, they're protesting Lucifer for glamorizing the devil, basically.
Of course they are. Because, God forbid, you have to be a good parent and teach your kids right from wrong from watching TV.
Yeah.
Mm. Please. Kiss my ass.
Huh.
Everyone gets so offended about everything. It's so annoying. It's like, come on, just live your life and stop complaining. There we go. Flash is probably the last one.
Well, I'm just going back to Lucifer. Ahmed Faraz says, theory, the chick is actually God in disguise.
Ooh. Damn!
That would be crazy. Burr, 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 burr. But then I don't think she would have almost died when she got shot.
Well, God can do anything. So?
God can get shot. Yeah. It's one of God's many abilities.
Exactly.
Flash is my number one of all of the shows. I absolutely adore it. Going over to Earth 2, it's fabulous. I'm glad that we're going to get to spend some more time over there. Watching frickin' Dark Cisco, who's called Reverb, and seeing all these characters interact with themselves. I thought that Killer Frost Danielle Panabaker was amazing as Killer Frost, and I didn't know if she could pull it off. So that was really sick. I was sad to see... frickin' Robbie Amell die again for like the 12th time on this show. Mm-hmm. We saw him as Deathstorm. He rocked it, and now goodbye. Like, they just kind of put him in front of us, and then they're like, we're gonna pull him for this pilot. Here he is. Yeah, we're bringing him over to this. I can't wait until that guy gets his own frickin' series that lasts, because he deserves it and he's talented.
There you go.
But yeah, Earth 2 is great. Excited to be over there. No idea where we're going with Barry now, or who that third guy in the prison was. So many thoughts. People thought maybe it was Diggle, or that. So I don't know who was there other than Jesse Quick. A lot of different predictions going on. Excited to see more Flash, Arrow, Supergirl, Legends crossovers. They're keeping the possibilities endless. We're getting to see Supergirl as we went into Earth 2. We got to see her face, which was so sweet. That was awesome. Amazing Easter eggs. The Legion ring. and all of that cool stuff.
A lot of good stuff going on. Obviously, we're going to see that crossover relatively soon. Last quick story. We got to get out of here. Batman vs. Superman prequel comics. There's actually one called Field Day that's been included in boxes of General Mills cereal. And there's actually going to be five of them, all written by Christos Gage. So there's that story there. With that said, time to go. Right?
Yeah.
That's how I put ourselves over.
That's kind of sad.
Roxy, go.
You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer or over on TV Fights with Screen Junkies, 4 p.m. on Tuesdays live.
I'm Mike Kalinowski. Catch me at Mike Kalinowski.
There you go. Cody Decker.
I'm Cody Decker. Follow me on Twitter at Decker6. Follow the Royals and check out my YouTube channel, Antihero Baseball.
And you're going to be seeing something from us very, very soon.
Very soon.
Very soon. But go ahead.
Happy birthday, Adam Rosen.
Adam Rosen, guys.
Happy birthday, Adam Rosen. Awesome follower.
And make sure you follow this guy and his travels with the Kansas City Royals this year. We wish you the best of luck, buddy. We cannot wait to see how great it goes. I'm at Jake. We're at DC Movies SK. I'm at Jake Quasto. Thursday night, if you're near Irvine, I'm actually opening up for WWE legend Mick Foley at the Irvine Improv. Excited about that. And good news, our blood drive is officially completely filled this Saturday. Every single appointment has been taken. Thank you everyone that has signed up, and you could still give blood anytime, no matter where you live. Call up the local children's hospital, say I want to give blood, I want to help kids out. That's what we're trying to do here. So with that said, jlocomedy.com is the website. We are at DC Movies SK, and we love you. We'll see you next week.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.